Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 38 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. I wanted to tell you about a tweet that I saw over the weekend. It was from John Ike. John is from California. I had just done a really great keynote at this conference. I'm not sure exactly what it's called or what it was all about, but it was under the hashtag Lead3. Out there in California. And John tweeted something that he saw in another presentation, and it had me thinking all weekend. And here's what he said. He said, "What would happen if we allowed open internet access during any assessment?" Let that sink in for a second. And then he went on to say, "How would this shift the types of assessments that we design? Informational ubiquity is changing learning." And I started to think about that. Like, what would happen if we allowed open internet access during any assessment? You know, it made me think back to the days in the math classes where the teachers used to say, you know, you can't use a calculator on everything because, you know, what are you going to do? Just carry a calculator around with you all the time? Well, guess what? We pretty much do carry calculators around with us anytime now. And so that's not to say that we shouldn't calculate math in our heads or anything, but it also does change the game, of course. And I think with informational ubiquity, like he said there, the fact that we can literally pull out a phone and do a Google search at any point for information, it shouldn't... See, I talked about this, I think, recently in a show. I don't think necessarily we should absolutely never ask our students something that could be Googled or ask them to memorize something that could be Googled. But I think it really does, just like it says here, informational ubiquity, you know, the fact that information is everywhere, it's changing learning, whether it's changing our classes, whether it's changing our assessments, I really think it is changing learning. And I started to think, you know, why don't we do more of this? Why don't we let it change our assessments? And honestly, you know, I think whether we admit it or not, I don't know that we know how to ask questions like that. You know, a lot of times we've been so stuck in the past and the way that we've done things before the internet was around. And so we may not know how to ask good questions like that. It was hard to come to terms with that, but I think that might be the truth. Another side of it, I think, that keeps teachers from doing it sometimes is they don't know how to grade it. You know, what if you don't have to call it out of memory? there's another educator in California named Andrew Schwab that was in on this line of thinking, and he said something like, you know, calling it out of finite local memory. You know, he's kind of like comparing our brain to a computer where you can download only so much information onto it. And what if we don't call it out of our local memory? Then how do we grade it? And another thing I was thinking about was, I think teachers are worried about, what if students abuse this? Then what if it's seen as bad teaching? I think there are a lot of these questions that make us hesitant to do all of that. And I really think that the answer to this is not necessarily to find ways to fix all of those things that we're worried about, but to give it a try and to see, okay, so maybe we don't know exactly how to grade it. And maybe we'll have to fumble around with that for a little while. And maybe we don't know how to ask the right kinds of questions to do this kind of learning. Or maybe kids will abuse it. But what's the net benefit? What's the greater good that comes out of this? And even though we have those things that we're not sure about, does it end up producing better learning? Are kids richer and better for it because we did it? And I think this is something we've got to be willing to try, to allow open internet access during assessments, or at least to start thinking about what that would look like if we started heading in that direction. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.